pressure is growing in South Asia, but it can't stop gospel growth. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More on that in a moment. And you've heard us talk about pray, give, go. God's calling you to go, but you're not sure where. There's an opportunity you won't want to miss. First, in the arcade game Whack-A-Mole, players use a rubber hammer to force plastic moles back into hiding. It's similar to what one powerful Hindu group is doing to India's Christians. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA explains.
The RSS has organized a nationwide network of people to report Christian activity. They want to have radical Hindu nationalists stationed in every one of India's villages, which is something like 700,000 villages, watching for Christian activity, watching for the gospel to be going forward, and then actively trying to strike that down.
Persecution spiked when Prime Minister Modi came to office in 2014 and has maintained record highs ever since. VOM recently sat down with Christian leaders in India.
One of our staff members, he brought back a report that is both scary and encouraging.
There's a silver lining to India's persecution.
Indian Christians are concerned about the direction their government is going, but they are also reporting that God is still at work and our churches are still growing in spite of this Hindu nationalist movement, in spite of the power that Prime Minister Modi and his government have. When you look at the situation and you see the opposition growing in influence and growing in power, it would be very easy to step back and say, hey, this is a time to lay low. Let's pray that they stay encouraged and that they stay bold in their witness for Christ.
Next, despite movement toward religious freedom, Sudanese Christians still face persecution. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that three Sudanese churches were burnt down for a second time in mid-January this year. Greg Musselman says,
church buildings have been, burned down, destroyed, bombed, whatever. And then the believers say, no, we're going to continue to meet. We want to have worship together. They did their due diligence. They filed, reports with the police. But as often happens, the investigations don't take place, and they feel like they're sitting ducks, that this is going to happen again.
The churches, located in the Blue Nile state of Sudan, are receiving some support from a Sudanese human rights organization, but are still struggling under Islamic persecution.
And so this is a situation where the majority of the people, they want to change there. They want a more of a free and open society. But of course, there's those militant Islamist jihadists. They're hell-bent on making sure that doesn't happen.
VOM Canada is working to support these churches and break through some of their fear and mistrust. Would you pray Sudanese believers have unity? And people with no written language can still hear the gospel thanks to the work of E3 Partners' Orality Team. Jeff Johnston shares this story about a 5-year-old boy proclaiming gospel in his village.
In their native language, he's sharing a story about Jesus and Jesus healing the crippled man. And he's sharing that story with these people, and you can see in the video how everyone is captivated by it. And he shares the whole story, and then you hear them in their own native language at the end say, praise be to God.
That's why, of all the upcoming trips hosted by E3 Partners these next 2 months, Johnston is most excited about a March trip to South Sudan.
There's unreached people groups there that are 99% oral only, meaning that if you hand them a Bible, they're not going to know what to do with it, because ultimately their communication and their learning comes through orality. It comes through speaking. And so what we're able to do there is through our orality team, we're able to go and share the gospel with people through verbal stories. And we have teams of people that have been doing that for over a decade now.
E3 Partners is also sending teams to Tanzania, the Philippines, and the Dominican Republic next month. Pray for open hearts to the gospel. And for those that are going on the trip, that they would be safe from the current health concerns like coronavirus. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for our Support MNN tab on our website to donate online or get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.